We got to capital H, no?
Parakeh.
Yeah. Vayihi b'yom ha'shlishi. After the third day of the Tolis, Atil Bash Esther Malchus. So the Pashtus is Big Day Malchus, she put on Big Day Malchus. The word Arshids, Shelovsha Ruach HaKodesh. Why is Malchus is a Rebbe's, can be a Rebbe's for Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah. Means a remiss to the Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach, which means an unbelievable thing. Why? Because you see, we're dealing with somebody who have no havana of whatsoever, absolutely no havana. Why? In order to have Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, you have to be besimcha. She is fasting 3 days. She's going to a matzav of Sakonis the Foshes. It's got Shayach that she's going to be killed. On the other hand, she's going for the Gzeira on a Kol Klal Yisrael. And what's she busy doing? She's busy in achieving the highest madregas that a person can possibly achieve. What is the pshat here? Let's come down to earth a minute. People have different nisyonos in life. There are two ways of going through a nisyon. One is, oh, this is a terrible matter, this is no good, that's no good, the other's no good, and you just fall apart. Or, you see, I'm going through this matter, it's mirach shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has put me into this matter, I'm going to use it to grow in my avodas Hashem. To get Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah, but I'm going to use it as an opportunity to improve my midas. I'm going to use it as an opportunity to be kovish my kas. If somebody's insulting you, something like that, I'm going to use this opportunity to grow in bitochen. If it's a shvera matzav the person's in, person can use all situations in life to grow in his avodas Hashem. Sof kol sof, if a person lives in this world, that's a prized ola olam haba, then everything that happens and everything that comes to a person, he can use and turn it into an opportunity to gain more olam haba. Now, Esther was put into such an extreme situation. Abba Esther was not a poshta lady. She was one of the Zayin Nevi'is of Klal Yisrael. No, what she did, she takes this matzav and steigs weiter to get to a madriga of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Vatamoid v'chatsa beis ha-melech ha-pnimis noichach beis ha-melech. And she's standing opposite she goes to the chatsa beis ha-melech, opposite the beis ha-melech. What would you assume is going to happen? Now, just in case you think that this whole Ness of Purim came Alidei Yishtadlus, let's understand that that's Narishkeit. In Hilchus Yishtadlus, she told Mordechai, this is the opposite of Yishtadlus. I haven't been called for 30 days. The Xer is in 11 months' time. Any day he's going to call me. And then it won't be a Sakon of Misa. And he's going to want me. And that's the time, Ace Ronson, to ask for the inn. What's Mordechai saying? No, you have to go right now. I know you have to go right now. And if not, Adu Beisovich Tovedi. So what? Min HaShemayim, Mordechai knew that right now she has to go. Mitzad the Ruchnius, not Mitzad the Gashrus. Mitzad Hilchus Ishtadlus? It's suicide. Mitzad Hilchus Ruchnius, he knew that if she doesn't go now, then it's her opportunity, and a tikkun for the chet of Shaul that he kept Agag alive that one night, is the Hemshech of Amalek. Right now is the tikkun of the chet and a tikkun for her. So in Hilchus Ruchnius, that's where we're operating. Hilchus Gashmius, here the interesting thing is Hilchus Ruchnius is a steer to the Hilchus Gashmius. It's silly. In Gashmius, Hilchus Ishtana is silly what she's doing. In Hilchus Ruchnius, you need to be attacking the tikkunim. But I'll tell you even more. Where is the whole Gzeira coming from? Where is the whole problem coming from? Because there's this nasty guy called Haman who hates the Jews and v'chula. No, Mordechai said that's a mikra, right? You remember Kolosher Koro? That's just a mikra. That isn't the real cause. The cause is the averas. So there's the Ishtachu Letzelim, and further back in history there is the Shaul's Chet, which Be'etzem Tiferai, that we saw, is that he didn't listen to Shmuel's Tzivui. Shmaya Mizevach Toiv, that was the title on him. So now, if you're not going to get anywhere with Ishtadlus unless you're attacking the Chet. Ishtadlus a hin, Ishtadlus a hair. Bosh Lamad Ovadoime, a person has a cancer and he needs chemotherapy and he's taking Tylenol. So he thinks he's going to get better. Yeah, his headache may go, but the cancer doesn't go. So they are working on the aside. That's when she asked, she sent the Shliach, Daniel, to ask what's going on. She asked him, if you remember, Maze v'al Maze. A Yid wants to know what's the cause, not just what it is. What's the cause that we can be attacking the Shoresh? So now we'll see. Now we're going to see how many nisim are going to happen over here when someone operates on this level and not on the level of Ishtadlus. What should happen? What should normally have happened in the normal course of things? There are Shomrei HaMelech, Shomrei Asaf. She's come to the Chatz HaMelech HaPnimis. The guards should have seen her and immediately stopped her and gone to the king and told the king, the queen's come unannounced. And in such a situation, what's going to be the ring? Achas Dosa LaHomis. As the Chazal say, One queen he had wouldn't come when she was summoned. This one comes when she's not summoned. But Achas Dosan, obviously, and with Vashti we made it very clear we're not making any chilukim because she's a queen. So that would be the end of this whole Hishtadlus. Elamai pliatzuma va'melech yoshev al kilsei malchusei bebeis hamalchus noichach pesach aboyis. For some reason, they'd moved the kisei, and he was sitting now opposite on the kisei malchusoi, opposite the door. You don't normally have the kisei isn't opposite the door. You usually have ante rooms before you come anyway into the throne room. And certainly, the throne is not normally opposite the door, but for some reason, it was. So the Melech saw her first, and before the guards could come in and say anything. The Gemara says she needed three malochim to escort her. One to hold her up, she was so shvach from the tonis, and one to bring down a chut shel chayin, because God says, when the Gemara says she was yirak roikes, over here she was yirak roikes, she was green from the tadios. Could be she before yirak roikes, over here she was yirak roikes, green from the tadios. Well, who brought down the nosa chayin? How did that happen? Milchus Ishtadlus, a person can look different than he is, only because she was holding it's the highest level of Dveikus Bashem. Nosachei Be'enov. And then the third Malach comes, Vayoshet HaMelech Le'Esther Eschavit HaZov, Hashem Yodoi, he still wasn't going to be Moshe the Shavit, but then came the other Malach and pulled his arm. Yes, showed him up to 60 Amos. Batikram Esther Batikram Barosh HaShavit. So she came and she was able to touch the Rosh HaShavit. And we made it, she had Rishus to come. So the first Pachad of being killed because she came, no longer a Pachad anymore. Vayomilo HaMelech. Maloch Esther Malko. What on earth do you want? Baba Koshosech. At Chatzia Malkus Vinosin Loch. What she say? There's two things he said. Ma loch Esther, what do you need? Bakoshoseich, the before she says is alacherim. What do you need for other people? It must have been something which is so choshev that she was moisa nafsho to come. What could it possibly be? At chatzia malchus v'inosin loch. He says, I'm willing to give you at chatzia malchus. Tell me something. How much is Chatzia Malchus? How much are the Yin? How much are the Malchus of the Yin? There's 127 Medinas. The Yin don't even have a Medina. Not like nowadays, we have a Medina. So, but Afila Timtzaloimah, how many Yin are there? Atem Amat, we call it almost. So how many Yin? They're definitely less than Chatzia Malchus. The Yin weren't Chatzia Malchus. So Gvaldik! We're there. The king has offered her at Chatzia Malchus, so ask for the Yiddish the Am. What does she say? No, Vatoyve Esther, im al haMelech toiv, yovei haMelech v'homon hayoyim el haMishne asher osisi loy. The Melech should come with Homon to the Mishne which I've already made. Why did she do that? Says the God, the whole time. He says it later on, you have to say that over here as well. Later on he says that in the Mishnah, she didn't ask when he says in a few psukim time, he offered her again the Chatzia Malchus, and she didn't ask for anything, just come to the next Mishnah. He says because she was davening and davening and davening, holding on a massive Ruach HaKodesh, and she didn't see any simon min HaShemayim that the tefillahs were miskabel. So it's not an Eis Rotzen to ask. The Melech has said at Chatzia Malchus, it won't happen. Something will go wrong. Min HaShemayim, she's operating. She's in Mamish Dovak Hashemu Elokim. That's where she is. She's not really in this world. And we'll see later on, Mamish, how much she wasn't in this world. Yovei HaMelech V'Homan Hayoim is Rashi Tevos. Again, Yovei HaMelech V'Homan Hayoim, Rashi Tevos. Shem Avaya, yeah, that's one of the Rambazim for that Hashem Yisparach is being poiled over here. Vayom Amelech Maru is Homon Lasus is Tvar Esther. Bring Homon quickly. Vayom Amelech Vahomon La Mishne Ashe Ozeso Esther. Vayom Amelech Esther Be Mishne Ayayin. Ma Ashe Lo Sefi No Sein Loch. Now he said even more. I will give it to you, your Shiloh. Shiloh is on herself. It's unbelievable what he's offering her. And the Rebbe says she has two things, because she's being threatened. He doesn't know that, but Haman didn't know that, because she kept the Tvav Mordechai, Maimah Mordechai, so nobody knew she was Jewish, but she actually needs Shiloh say for herself, that she should stay alive, and number two, the Klal Yisrael. No, Esther, answer. Vatan Esther Vatoima Shelosi Uvakoshosi Imotsosichen Bene Amelech Vimala Melech Toiv Osseise Shelosi Vlasois is Makoshosi Yovai Hamelech Vahomon Elamishne Asheese Elohim. What's this? A whole arichus, mamish arichus here. Gemara says, "Asor kabin selsicha yord al oilam." The Noshim took 9. So this is a tukma of the tisha kabin from a woman. So, Agav, I think there's a girsa in the Achroinim on that Gemara that the Bochrim took 8 from the women. Shmuzerai is such a Yetzirah for Bochrim. Baal Golponim, the Mashkichim took the other, you know, a Sicha. So, Teretz is, Chazal say, Stam Melech in the Megillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMelachim. So it's working on two levels. She's busy davening. Says the God, but she didn't see a siman that the tefillah was niskabel. Is Yovah HaMelech Vahomon and HaMishneh She'es Elohem U'mocha Esai Gitmar HaMelech. So she put it off. You see, in Hilchos Ishtanis it makes no sense. He says, I'm going to give you everything. Why put it off till tomorrow? Do you think tomorrow he's going to say Chatzi HaMalchus again? All right, how many times is he going to offer a Chatzi HaMalchus? Vayetze Homon Bayom Ahu Sameach V'toiv Leiv. He went out from that Mishneh happy and toiv leiv. Says the God, why? Because Homan had one worry. The only thing you know about the queen was she grew up in the house of Mordechai. So one thing he knew. Maybe the end of the day, and he's trying to kill the arm of Mordechai. Maybe Esther has a kesher with Mordechai. He didn't think she's Jewish, but maybe she has a kesher. Now he saw, says the God, when she invited only him to the Mishneh, and she didn't invite Mordechai to the Mishneh, don't have to worry. Now he was Sameach V'toiv Leiv. V'chirois Haman es Mordechai B'shara Melech V'loikom V'loizom Imenu V'yimale Haman Mordechai Chema. Now we see how the Rebbeinu Shalom brings Mikre. There's no Mikre here, but L'choyra Mikre. And when Haman saw Mordechai sitting in the Shara Melech, and he didn't stand up, and he didn't even blink. Velo yizom imenu. He didn't even blink. What says the God says he was choishesh. Maybe Mordechai didn't notice me, so he went up to Mordechai. He went up to Mordechai and stood in front of him. How could he not notice him? Velo kom velo yizom imenu. He went crazy. He became male kas. As I said before, all these people have a real sheer chazanish of kas. So the God of Meridik Zah, he says, and this is the real Amaleki we're talking about, right? Remember, Amalek is choshish for everything except lo yirei Elokim. Says the thing, you've got the God there. He says, Vayimali home with Mordechai Chema, ki achshav al ma bitchoinoi, ki gam Esther eino hevi susoi. What's it? Al ma bitchoinoi. Amalek lo yirei Elokim. He's Haman can't be goyres. Maybe he's got bitachon in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He thought the whole time Mistover Mordechai was soimich on his kesher with Esther, but now Esther didn't invite him to the Mishneh. It only invites him. So you see, he's more karov to Esther. Esther likes him more than Mordechai. Al ma bitchoinoi. Velo yirei Elokim, Amalek was choshesh for everything. He's super chashlin. He's choshesh for everything, right? But he wasn't choshesh for the Mordechai's got the Soviet on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayisapak Haman, and he controlled himself. Vayova El Beisa, he came to his home. Vayishlach vayoveis oyavov v'zeresh ishtoi. Very, very interesting. Oyavov v'zeresh ishtoi. Vayishlach, he didn't have any avov v'zeresh. She's not included in oyavov. But our kopani, we know he had problems with her. Vayisapel ahem haman is kvoit oshroi v'roiv bonov. And he told them all his riches and all how many children he's got. This kolashe gidloy amelech, and how much the melech was megadol him. This asher nisal asorim, and how he put the elevated him over all the sorim. V'avde amelech, he made him number one in the malchus. V'yome hamon af lo hevia Esther malchoy ma'melech el amishter she'osso ki imoisi. She didn't. Esther didn't call anyone other than me. Began the Mochani Korula Ima Melech. What's going on here? What's he being marvelous? They know all this. They know he's rich. They know he's got children. They know he's number one in the Malchus. What's going on? So the God of Mary Dikaza says he went out Somer for Toivlev. He says, when a person is in Spitzimcha, Somer for Toivlev, there's nothing better than that. You can't have a higher madrega of simcha. Simcha chitzoin is toiv leiv in plivius, completely someach, I think. So when a person is such a big matzav, and then he sees something or he hears something which gives him the hepech, he says it's a sakonis lefoshes, and it could even give a person a heart attack. He saw Mordechai. When he was in a matzav, Somer v'toiv leiv, he's in mamish sakonis nefoshes. What's the refuah? He says, get the person to talk out all the good things and all what makes him someach. And when you talk it all out, so then you can calm down again and you can focus on all the good things that you have. So that's what he did. He was marabit to explain all the chashuva things that he has. V'kol ze einen shoyveli b'chol eisa she'ani royes Mordechai Yehudi yoshev b'shar melech. And none of this is worth anything to me when I see him sitting down. You see the midas ra'as of this man? He has absolutely everything except one little thing. Mordechai doesn't stand up for him. He's got absolutely everything. Everybody else in the whole place, Kol Avdei HaMelech, bow down to him. He's got money, Adein Shir. He's got children, each one is a bigger bandit than the next. It's Mamash Nachas Ruach for him. And he's got everything you can possibly have. He's got covenant. And Kol Zeh Einenu Shoveli. It's a Limud Otzum, what Olam Hazeh is all about. You can have everything in Olam Hazeh, one little mashahu, and nothing's worth anything. Oh, but these midas rois, I told you, the midas rois are what destroy the rasha. Now you're going to see how this midah ra is going to destroy him. What's the refuah for this terrible thing? Every time he sees Mordechai, he comes out and has a heart attack. And she started with the eitzah v'chol oyavov. The solution is Yasu Eitz Govoya 50 Abba. Make a gallows 50 Abba high. Now 50 Abba's high is crazy, crazy high. 50 Abba's high is Be'erech 10 stories high. You know there's a big by Har Chotzvim, there's that big tower. What?
JTP.
Yeah, that building. It's Be'erech as high as that. Who's Meshugim? What are you making such a gallows? Where do you find a wood that high? Okay, the Medrash says he got it from Tevas Noach. Why do you have to make it so high? So he explains to the God. They made a cheshbon. You're going to kill him. Uvaboike emol amelech v'yislus Mordechai olav. Go and tell the king and they'll hang Mordechai. He doesn't stand up. He's not Mekayim the Gzeres HaMelech. Uvoyim amelech al amishtes sameach. And then you can come to the Mishteh Sameach. If you don't kill Mordechai, when he goes to the Mishteh, on the way to the Mishteh, he's going to bump into Mordechai. He's going to have this heart attack again. So you've got to do something. But the Zeresh and the Oyavov made a cheshbon that even if they hang Mordechai, stop. They'll hang him. He's dead. And he'll be sitting in the Mishneh. And the trauma of what he saw when Mordechai didn't stand up, he'll think about Mordechai again, that he didn't stand up for me. He's dead now, but it doesn't matter. The trauma will stare him. So they made a cheshbon. How high a gallows do we need to make so that it can be seen from the Beis HaMelech? And that was their cheshbon. That's the God says. That Yosef Ben Echol says it. The cheshbon is, every time you think about Mordechai didn't stand up for me, you look out. Ah, there he is, swinging from the gallows. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'mavis, l'mavis, whatever he would be saying, you know. And he carries on, you know, with the Mishnah. Mordechai, I remember yesterday he didn't stand up. Okay, fine, right. Ayuhudi, whatever he would have sung, right? What niggun he would have sung. This was their cheshbon. And this is going to be a vital chelek in his demise. We'll see. Vayitav Adom lifnei Haman vayaso eid. And he did it himself. Sin of a kalkelis to Sashura. Balai lo hahu. The Melech couldn't sleep. Why? Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't let him sleep. And he's going with sugar. Why couldn't he sleep? Very possible why he couldn't sleep. What could Esther possibly have wanted? It must be so choshuv. She couldn't have told me today. Have to come tomorrow. What could she possibly want? It must be more than Chatzi HaMalchus, right? Because he offered the Chatzi HaMalchus already. It must be more than Chatzi HaMalchus. What am I going to do? How am I going to dray out of this? I can't give her more than Chatzi HaMalchus. So what could she possibly want? And says the God, there's another big thing which is going to go on here. I'll tell you like this. Rabbis Machshavos B'Lev Ish. People have lots and lots of machshavos. Vatzas Hashem Hisokum. At the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shalom gets what he wants. We're going to see here how much the Rebbeinu Shalom throws machshavos into people's a different chat. Throws the machshavos into people's hearts. Vatzas Hashem Hisokum. And Ali Dezeh is making what he wants. Says the God that Achashverosh made a cheshbon that obviously. It must be something. Esther must love Haman because she only invited him to the Mishnah. Whatever she's going to ask for, obviously Haman also wants, because why'd she invite him to the Mishnah? There must be the two of them want to ask something from the Melech together. That was his cheshbon. Okay, you can't have bigger mistake than that. But the Rebbeinu Shalom put it in his head. We'll see later on what happens. He calls, he wants to know, bring the Sefer Sichronis, and he wants to know what's happened. What happened? What could she possibly want? Let's see what's happened in the past few years. Says the Pasuk, Vayimotze Kosu. Vayimotze is passive. It was found to be written. Was it? It was found to be written. What's it? Vayiyu Nikroim Lifnei HaMelech. They should be read. Why do you, it should say you got the Zichro, Sefer Zichronis, Vayikru Lifnei HaMelech. They read it in front of the Melech. Teretz is, who was the servant there for him? Shamshai ben Haman. And he asked Shamshai ben Haman to bring the Sefer Zichronis. So Shamshai, he opens up the Sefer Zichronis, and the first page he opens up is this big Sofer Seresh episode. So Shamshai turned it over to the next page. Came along a Malach and pushed it back to the big Sofer Seresh. We didn't see any Malachim. It's all Hester Ponim. What did we see? Ose Malach of Ruchois. Right? There was a wind. And it blew the page this way. So he turns it over like that. There was a page. But it keeps on being opened up to the big Sofer Seresh. And he keeps on. The last thing he wants to tell the Melech about Mordechai, and Mordechai saved the Melech's life. So he keeps on changing the pages, and the wind's blowing like that. The king screams at him, read what it says on that page. So it was Vayimotze Kosov. He tried to hide it, but it was found that it was written, Asher Higid Mordechai, a big son of Aser, Shnei Sarisi HaMelech, Mishor Miasaf, Asher Big Shulish Lachiot, Bamelech HaChashverosh. Vayoyim HaMelech, Ma Naso, Yekor Ugdula LeMordechai Alzeh, and what covered, Yekor is covered, Ugdula is riches, what was he awarded with? He wasn't awarded. And now he was happy. Now I know what it's all about. Obviously, Esther grew up in the house of Mordechai. Haman must be Mordechai's best friend. That's the obvious assumption. Not only she's Esther's friend, she's Mordechai's friend, and the two of them want to ask tremendous schar for Mordechai. Now, how much schar is Magia saving the life of the king? Is it Chatzi HaMalchus or more? He only has the Malchus Bischus Mordechai. If Mordechai wouldn't have said, Bichson Maseresh would have killed him. He has the Malchus Bischus Mordechai. What's she going to ask for? Gemalt. He's going crazy. What could she possibly ask for? Vayoyim HaMelech Mi Bechotzer. So he wants to be Misyats. Who's in the Chotzer? V'homon bo l'chatzah beis ha-melech ha-chitzoyno leimel ha-melech lislis is Mordechai alo eitza sheheichin loy. And pumped Homon, the first time in his life he got up so early. Why did he get up so early? The God says that his Yoratzim, Zeresh, and the Oyamov told him to, he said, uvaboike emel ha-melech, go early to the king before anybody else is in the palace, and then tell the king what Mordechai has done, and you'll kill Mordechai. Why go early? They were choshesh. Amalekim are choshesh for everything, right? They were choshesh. If he comes later, maybe there'll be somebody there who'll be made its toiv to Mordechai. So she said, they told him, go early before anybody's there. This chashash is also going to turn around. You're going to see, everything's going to turn around, boomerang back on them. It's not the nafahu of Purim is unbelievable. There's at least 15 nafahs in this thing. I'll call Purim, go there. And so the melech wants to know who's the chotzer. There's only Haman. And he came to ask to kill Mordechai. Alaitza shehechin loy, chazal say loy hechin. He betzim prepared this eitz for himself. Min ha-shomayim, it was for himself. He did it for Mordechai. Vayomer nari ha-melech elov, hinei Haman oimei bechotzer. Who's in the chotzer? Only Haman. Vayomer ha-melech yavoy. Well, that's the best man I need. Why? Because look what he's going to do. Haman, obviously, he wants to ask for schar for Mordechai. That's how he thinks. Vayomer Haman, vayomer nari ha-melech. King says, I have a shayla. Ma'ala asois, bo'ish, asher ha-melech, chofetz mikorei. What do you think one should do to reward a person who the melech wants to give him covet? What did he ask the Darim? Ma'ala asa yiko ugdula, the Mordechai. Amid ha-shomayim, the word gdula slipped out of his mouth, and he only said, ma'ala asois, not big doula as well. Says the God, Haman had all the riches in the world. Haman made a cheshbon. Vayomer Haman beliboy, lemi yachvitz hamelech la'asos yekor yosef imeni. Who could it be that the melech only wants to give covet to? He doesn't want to give money. Must be me, because I'm so rich. Anybody else, he would want to give money. Money and a bit of covet, but if he only wants to give covet, it must be me. Now, Haman, do you remember what you came for? Ask the melech to kill Mordechai. I mean, covet? I can get more covet, but you have so much covet. But there's one shtickle brekel covet he didn't have. One shtickle covet. What was that? Kvod Malchus. Vayomer Haman el ha-melech, ish, asher ha-melech, chofetz mikorei. So it was the melech what's covered. Yaviu levush ha-malchus eshelovash by ha-melech. Bring the levush malchus, the big day malchus which the melech wore. What does it mean? Lafuke, if you go to L.A., Rahman al-Islan, L.A. is Rosh Hashanah, it's Loy Aleinu. But if you end up there, In Hollywood, you see these stores full of fancy dress, the real stuff. He didn't want any fancy dress. He didn't want any Hollywood big day malchus. He wants the real stuff. Asher lo vashpoy ha-melech. V'sus asher rochav lo olav ha-melech. V'asher nitan kesem malchus b'roishoy. He didn't ask for the keser. He can't ask for the keser. That's not shy. You can only put the keser on the melech. But so what does it mean? Asher nitan kesem malchus b'roishoy. He wanted the horse on the day of the coronation. That horse is a very, very choshmak horse. V'nosoin alavush vasus al yadish misori ha-melech ha-pratavim. He's a mumcha godly covet. You know, not stab me, bring the malchus, big day malchus. You give the levush and the sus on one of the sorry ha-melech, the pratavim, the chashuvim. V'hilbishu eso ish, and they should dress the ish ashe ha-melech chofetz mikore. You know, by a chosin, the minig is that someone else puts the kittel on. So I saw yesterday, one of the reasons is because chosin doimil a melech, and the melech, people dress the melech. So this is what he wanted. He'll be shu esayish. They should dress him. She'a melech ovitz mikorin. Vir kivuhu ala sus, vir choiv ha'ir. And they should take him round on the sus. Mikorin lefonov, koch ha'yoselo isha, she'a melech ovitz mikorin. What a stupid idea, the miser. But for somebody who's sick for COVID and has everything else, so this is his dream. And he was now at the Spitz. At this point is the highest point Homan ever came to. Spitz. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lifnei Shever Goin. Before the Rebbe Nishan knocks down, breaks the Rosha, he builds him up with more Goin, more Gaiva. So he didn't have enough yet. He had to have this dream of riding on the big day Malchus around the thing and everybody saying Koch Yeso Ish. That was his dream. And now starts his Nefila. Vayoyimeh HaMelech LaHomon Maher Kach Es Alevush Ves Hasus Asher Dibarto Vasechein LeMordechai HaYehudi HaYoshim B'Shar HaMelech. How many Mordechais HaYehudis do we know? No, he said, take it, then you go. The Melech was so pleased. Why? Because the Melech, Mamish, got what he wanted. Here, he asked Haman, who is Mordechai's best friend, Lichoira, who's coming Pasha to ask for the Tzchah for Mordechai. He asked him, Meisir Lefitumoy, Ma'al Asos, Le'ish the Melech of Itzvikore. So now when he comes to the Mishnah, and Esther will ask for whatever she'll say, he said, I gave him a reward, I rewarded him with the reward that Haman, his best friend, you Mr. Haman, said is to be done for the Isha Sheh Melech of his Mikore. Velozu Bilvan, I was Moisif, because Haman only said one of the sorry HaMelech HaPartimim, and I got you, Haman, yourself, you are the most of the Prime Minister Mamish, you dressed Mordechai. It was beautiful. He was so happy, the Melech. Haman, when he heard that, what? Aseichei, the Mordechai. So he said, Mordechai is a very common name. There's lots of Mordechais. Which Mordechai? Mordechai Yehudi. Mordechai Yehudi? They tell him, which Mordechai Yehudi? Ayoshe Bishar HaMelech. Him, yes. Yeah. Ayoshe Bishar HaMelech. The one who sits down and never stands up in front of me. Al tapel dovo mikoyla shedibaroto. Go and do it miyad. He had no brayer. Vayikach Haman is halavush v'sasus. Vayalbesh is Mordechai. And he had to dress Mordechai. V'arki v'yu v'chroi v'yir. V'yikul afon of kocho. Yosel ho'ish. Asher melech ho'veiz v'koroi. And he had to run around the whole day to announce this thing. Poor guy. Vayosha Mordechai al-shar ha-melech. And what happened afterwards? Mordechai, when it's all finished, when did Mordechai go? He went back to Davin. We haven't had the Yeshua yet. He went back to Davin. El Shara Melech. V'homon nidchaf el beisei ovul v'chafui rosh. Why was he ovul v'chafui rosh? First of all, he was ovul because of what he just got through. He had to do this to Mordechai. It was terrible. But also, Chazal say that his daughter looked out and she saw somebody leading around someone in Big Day Malchus and saying, Kochi Yosel Isha Shemelechov is Mikoro, she assumed the guy leading was Mordechai, and that was his Oidish before they hang him. So she poured out the Shoifchin, the filthy water, on the guy leading the horse. And that was Haman. And Haman, when all this filthy, disgusting water went all over him, he looked up. She suddenly saw it was her father. Now, Amalekim from Esav, they were big in Kibbutz. She jumped out the window and committed suicide. So he was Ovel v'chafui rosh. He came back. What's he going to do now? Vayisape Haman l'zeresh ishto l'chol oy havov es kol asher korohu. So it was all mikre. Mikre, mikre. I just came to the melech, and it just happened that the melech said, and I made a mistake and I thought it was me. All the mikre, mikre, mikre. But they were not stumped. Now they call chachomim. Why? Mordechai. It goes up, right? Im mizera hayyudi Mordechai, asher hachiloso linpo lefonav. What im mizera? Because they don't, of course, he knows he's a yid. Asher hachiloso linpo lefonav. You started falling. Loi sucha loi kidafol tipo lefonav. Says the God. They said the chachomim. They understood. Yid to have nothing. Al pi teva. Al pi teva is a bit more, a bit less, a bit more, a bit less. That's the limits of teva. Yid are either kushahim oilim em oilim ad la shamayim. That's why it goes out. Im mizera hayyudim pozim Mordechai. If they oile, they oile ad lashamayim. Because if they, how the yidden go, it's all the mala min hateva. The Eibishter helps them, and everything is the mala min hateva. Or kashen yodim, the Eibishter drops them ad ha'ofar. We thought they were ad ha'ofar, we could destroy them, but now we see that a Mordechai is oile. And hachilos elin poilefonov, you will never be able to be miskabe on him. No sucha loki lofel tipolefonov. They told him, cut down the eitz miyad, because this is danger for you. And he argued, says the God, and he says, no, it's not true, it's mikre. He's a real Amalekim. Asher korcho baderech. Amalekim, Amalek is gematria rom, rom alkol. Goyim Hashem. Hashem's not behoil here. It's mikre. It's coincidence. Coincidence. Ah, oy no medabrim imoy. They were still arguing with him. The Sarisi Hamelech higiu, and the Sarisi Hamelech came to take him to the Mishneh. Vayavhilu lahavi is hoven and Mishneh. There was time for the Mishneh already, so they schlepped him off to the Mishneh. Smashma, he didn't have time to have a shower and clean himself. Nebuch. But what's the significance here? The Sarisim heard the whole thing, the whole conversation, that they're telling him cut down the eights, and he says, no, I'll still be able to kill Mordechai. It's all mikre, don't worry, I'm going to go to the Mishneh, and then I'll ask the Melech to kill Mordechai. So the Sarisim heard that he says, I'm going to kill Mordechai. So maybe we should stop here, it's a good place to stop. Matzi Shabbos, you're busy, right? So we'll have to do Sunday, Sunday lunchtime. We might be able to finish it Sunday. No, I don't think. I'm not sure. Sunday, Monday, we should be able to finish it.